welcome to Trust the Wizards podcast, episode 112. My name is Chuitso Garbanzo, and over there is Kicker of Elves.
Hey, I've been forced to join a Dire Straits cover band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they made me a Knopfler I couldn't refuse. Yeah, I've got another joke, though.
Well, that was a joke.
Knock, knock. Yeah, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cows.
Interrupting cows?
Every time I drove over that bridge, I felt a tug. My eyelids would get heavy, and I'd smile and long for the sleep of all cowards. It's not that I wasn't loved, far from it. I simply lacked the ability to feel it. Sad, isn't it? So I made the big climb up to the top of that bridge. It was a beautiful day, of course. Perfect sleeping weather. As I contemplated the deep, I saw that final door. There was a light coming from underneath it, so I knew that my maker was home. As I prepared to lean forward and reach for the knob, I saw something move. There was a cockroach by my right foot. A big one. What was a cockroach doing on top of a bridge? I'm no entomologist. Another one of my many faults. Instinctively, I lifted my foot to step on him, but I pulled up short. He couldn't help it, he was a roach. He was just doing what a roach does. I put my finger down there and he climbed up onto it. He crawled slowly up to the middle of my bare arm. We sat that way for about 20 minutes, me thinking thoughts and feeling feelings, him wiggling his antennae. And then suddenly he spread his wings and flew, up and up, higher and higher until he was gone. And I started to cry. I cried. Until I heard a voice from below. Hey, you fucking idiot! What are you doing up there? And I told him I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
I want to go.
saw me, you were smiling, you felt happy, yeah, yeah, yeah. I am white, I have blue eyes, but when I spoke it, your face changed, your face showing what you are. I know what you are. You are a son of Margaret, you are a son of Boris, you are a Tory clown. Yeah, 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 you are a Tory clown. Yeah, 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 you are a Tory clown. Yeah, 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 you are a Tory clown. I know what you are. You are a son of Margaret. You are a son of Boris. You are a Tory clown. You are a Tory clown. You are a Tory clown. El Brexit es para payasos. El Brexit es de los payasos. Oye, el Brexit es de los payasos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are a Tory clown.
Yeah.
There you go. That was the Alien Cormorant and Bijordo. Our pal Giordo from Argentina, on a new track called I Know What You Are, which has just been released through all leading music streaming channels and us. I have a little bit of information about this. Giordo says about this song, in 2017 and 2018, I toured the UK. I travelled from north to south, playing in all the main cities. People from the music scene made me feel very happy and welcome. They received me well. They took care of me. They made me feel like their family, like someone who lived there. But the system and some of those people who see the world differently from me, who I know all too well in Argentina, they're all over the world, made me feel that I was an outsider, an unwelcome visitor. So I now want to say in this song that I know what you are and I will never forget.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. And the Alien Cormorant, of course, is Alan Cormack out of Spare Snare.
Spare Snare, yeah.
And the two of them have played together a number of times. I've seen them play together on the same stage, in fact.
Me too.
Yeah.
In Liverpool. And you've seen them in Dundee, right? As well.
Yeah. And yeah, did I see them in Glasgow as well? I saw them play. Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. And before that,
we had Cormorants, and before that, Cockroaches in that one.
Yes, by the band The Interrupting Cows. Actually, they're not called The Interrupting Cows, they're just called Cows.
Okay.
But that was from their final album. They don't exist anymore, the band. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
No.
I think they're from Minneapolis. Came out around mid-80s, 86, 87, something like that. Anyway, this is from their final album, Sorry in Pig Minor. And the song was Cabin Man, which is the opening track. There's a brilliant video for that, by the way, on YouTube. You need to go and find it. I don't know if it's the band's behind it, but it's got a police chase.
Yeah.
Which is really good. I don't know anything about this band. It's the only album I've got by them. I think they did about 10. Some of their earlier albums had very strange names, like Sexy Pea Story, which I'm not quite sure how that works, and Cunning Stunts was another of their earlier albums.
Yeah.
But this Sorry and Pig Minor is great. Lots of weird stuff on it, like that.
Yeah, I enjoyed the story of the cockroach and the ascent to... A possible ascent up to some kind of heaven at the end for the narrator. I don't really know what was going on, but the music was very interesting anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, any story that involves insects or indeed cormorants, always welcome here, I think. Yeah. This next one doesn't have anything about like that in it, I'm afraid. There's no mention of any kind of... Well, they have got a song called Bug Eyed, as a matter of fact, but that's not the one we're going to play. The band are called Laundromat. You can find them on Bandcamp at Laundromat Musica, with an A at the end. As far as I can tell, they're from Brighton. They're a free piece. We've got Chris Banner on drums, Tom Andrews on bass, and Toby Hayes on guitars and vocals. They've released two EPs. One's called the Blue EP that came out last year, and the song I'm going to play is from the Green EP. Which is also where you can hear Bug Eyed, but that's, as I say, not the one we're going to play. So the Blue EP and the Green EP, guess what their next EP is that's coming out soon?
Is it Red?
It is. It's the Red EP, and that comes out next month. Excellent. So from the Green EP, we're going to hear Bureau de Fatigue. Bureau de Fatigue by Laundromat from their EP, the Green EP.
I think I work in a Bureau de Fatigue.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
I always feel tired when I'm there anyway. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Tired office?
Yeah. The tired office, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, good that. Where, don't know anything about the Brighton, you said?
Yes.
Brighton
yeah.
band.
From Brighton. Like I say, they've got 3 EPs out. Well, it's 2 EPs out and another one coming. I think a lot of their songs have that kind of repetitive thing that it's very simple sort of bass line that's repeated pretty much through the whole song. But they managed to still make that interesting. When I hear a lot of their songs, I often think of New Order, even though they absolutely sound nothing like New Order. So I don't really know why I'm reminded of New Order when I'm listening to them. Haven't quite got to grips with.
Maybe it's the tone of the bass. Perhaps.
Yeah, it might
it's quite
be, yeah.
quite high up, isn't it?
There's something about it that reminds me of that New Order Joy Division, the song structures or something. I'm not really sure.
Well, thank you for that insight. And we'll leave that hanging in the air and move on, shall we? So some Guided by Voices. It's been a while because I didn't play any last time.
Right. Yes, you did.
Yeah. No, I didn't. You did.
Oh, you mean... No, the last one you played, the one at the end. All the Good Ones Are Gone. You're referring to the podcast before the podcast. Podcast before last. But anyway, you get on with it. the listener is out there shouting, "Get on with it, wizards."
Yeah, well, the thing is in the time that I've faffed around doing that, of course, Guided by Voices have released another record. This is actually it's difficult to say. I'm saying it's the first record of this year because it came out mid-December, but I didn't get it until the new year. So I'm saying it's the first album this year, but it was actually the third of 2020. The album's called Styles We Paid For, it's another winner, Chivito. I mean, they just keep on knocking it out of the park, frankly. And this is Mr. Child.
Child says roll with the punches and remain as a child. Mr. Child sees the rainbow, sees no rain. Mr. Child says roll with the punches and remain as a child.
Mr. Child by Guided by Voices from the album Styles We Paid For. Incredibly hooky stuff, of course. Full arena rock power swing going on there. And I gave you a listening task for that song, and the listener might want to go back and try this before you answer the question. I said, how many times was the titular Mr. Child mentioned in that song. Your original guess was zero before you heard the song.
Yes.
I hope you're going to come with a... yeah. So, listener, if you want to have a go at that, pause now and go back and listen. And then you can come back this bit and you can compare with your answer with Chorizo. So how many times did you hear Mr. Child?
Well, I started off counting, which is always a good method, isn't it, of being precise.
For numbers, yeah.
How many of something. But then I got too into the song, and I forgot that I was supposed to be counting how many times Mr. Child was mentioned, but it was at the beginning of most of the lines, and are we not counting it when he just said Child, right? Only when he said Child. Okay, correct. I'm going to guess 20.
Okay, well, you've gone over the top there. There are 16 mentions of Mr. Child. I think probably 20 if you include Childs as well, but 16 times.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good it's a good title for that song, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, it's a great song. Like you say, it's really catchy, and it's definitely, you can hear some 60s influence there. It reminded me, obviously the electric guitars are too loud, but for a bird song, but this kind of song reminded me of a bird song or The Who, or again, as I said before, with Guided by Voices. It definitely has a 60s kind of feel to it. Yes, that's right. It's the return of our popular feature, Musician Dreams, in which people tell us about interesting dreams they've had during the lockdown. And we're joined today by a very, very special guest. It's Mrs. Garbanzo, my wife. Ooh. She's here to tell us all about her dream. Hello, Mrs. Garbanzo. You'd like to tell us about a dream you had involving a musician?
I'd love to tell you all about my amazing musician dream.
Excellent. Well, tell us. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, my dream was about a total hero of yours, and someone that I'm actually not particularly interested in myself, so I suppose that's newsworthy in itself.
Uh-huh.
The David Gedge.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
Which, you know, I found quite unusual that I had a dream about David Gedge in a completely, well, let's just say now, there was nothing sexual about this dream.
I should hope not.
Yeah. In fact... Yeah, basically I was in the kitchen, which I think was supposed to be David Gedge's kitchen. I'm not quite sure how I got there.
Right.
It was I've got to say, he's got quite an ordinary looking kitchen.
Yeah.
It's a bit dull for a pop star. Just want to put it out there. If he hears this, I'm sorry, but...
It's not his actual kitchen, though, is it?
Well,
it's
who
just
knows?
A kitchen that your subconscious mind has created for him.
I don't know. I've never been in his actual kitchen, as far as I know. But anyway...
Okay.
It was quite a boring kitchen.
This is going really well, by the way. Can I just say, going really, really well?
It's a really interesting story. I can't wait to get
Dreams
to
always
the
are.
Main bit. Yeah. I think the reason that I was there was that I think he was querying why I was not very interested in the wedding present. He was interested to know why.
Because, you mean, that's probably a question you'd been asked in your conscious mind by me over many, many years
probably
of living with me.
Maybe once a day.
And me going on about the wedding present.
For the better part of 20 years.
And playing
years.
The wedding present.
And I have to say, through the pandemic, you have kind of worn me down.
I've done that.
I'm actually going to go and see them live.
I see, it's worked.
And also just to catch up with my friend David and have another
chat. Just because you will go to any gig.
I would go
at all.
Anywhere. Try and stop me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I know that he has got a dog that's quite nice.
Yeah, and
so,
the dog is
know.
On the cover. We're about to play a song from this album. So the dog, Doris, features on the cover of this this new album called Lockdown and Stripped Back. And so let's hear the song Blonde.
Touch. Do you ever But I meant every word that I said. Or did I try too hard? Oh, I don't know. You made sure it wouldn't happen again. Oh, you're clever.
The acoustic version of Blonde, originally from the 1991 album Sea Monsters, on this new album by The Winter Present, Lockdown and Strip Back, which is a series of 12 songs, mostly songs that they've already recorded, but there's a couple of new ones on there as well, and all recorded in lockdown remotely. That particular one features Terry DeCastro, who's a former member of The Winter Present, who, as far as I know, she's in the USA, so it really was recorded remotely. That one's got obviously David singing, and the two guitars are played by Melanie Howard, who plays the plays the bass in The Wedding Present currently, and Terry DeCastro, who, as I say, is a sort of former member of The Wedding Present, who sometimes drifts back and rejoins the lineup for the odd tour now and again. But I have to say, even though, as you listen, regular listener will know, I am a huge, huge Wedding Present fan. I wasn't going to buy this album because I thought, well, you know, I've got all these songs, or do I really need more versions of, you know, You Should Always Keep in Touch with Your Friends and My Favourite Dress and California, songs that I've got the originals of and live versions of several times. And then I heard the actual versions and I thought, well, no, I'm going to order it straight away because it's absolutely fantastic.
It really works, that, doesn't it? Because I'm not as big a Wedding Present fan as you, but I do like The Wedding Present, and I would say probably Sea Monsters is my favourite album. It's either that or George's Best. And I particularly like Blonde. It's a great song.
Yeah.
And that worked for me. I thought it was really, really good.
That's what I thought as well, was I thought, well, acoustic versions of Sea Monsters, or indeed acoustic versions of Wedding Present songs generally, that's not going to work. The main thing I like about the Wedding Present is the distorted guitars. That's not going to work. I have to say, it's not all like that. You know, quite a lot of the versions on this album are full band versions. They're just recorded in isolation, but you know, that's the only one that's kind of very acoustic style like that. There's a really good song on there called We Should Be Together, which is a new song, and is by the current guitarist in the Wedding Present is a guy called John, who used to be in Sleeper. I think he still is in Sleeper. But Sleeper are a band that you know, I was aware of them, but I never bought any of their records or anything back in the 90s when they were big. But this is a song that they wrote for Sleeper, but they never got around to recording, I think. And now they've recorded it as a duet between Louise from Sleeper and David Gedge. And it's fantastic. It's really, really catchy and fantastic. And there's another new song on there called You're Just a Habit That I'm Trying to Break, that's also very, very good. And that's a new song as well. Yeah, it's time for the lucky dip, I think, Kicker.
All right, OK, you're going to dip in my boxes.
Indeed. Right, I'm going to go.
You've got a number in mind.
I have. It's rather sad, but Glenn Roeder, who was the captain of QPR back in when I first started going, the great Terry Venables team of the early 80s, he was our captain, and he wore number 6, and he died, as I'm sure you know, he died a few days ago. So in tribute to him, I'd like to go for shelf number 6, please.
Okay. And what number on that shelf would you like?
Well, I've discovered from Wikipedia, according to Wikipedia, he scored 17 goals in his QPR career, which is not bad for a defender, albeit a very, very skillful one as he was. So I'd go for record number 17 from shelf number 6.
OK, I'm going to just have to take my headphones off and go down there. So wait one moment.
OK. I'll talk about Glenn Roeder while you're gone. He was our captain. He was unfortunately suspended for the replay of the 1982 FA Cup final, which we lost 1-0, which I was at. Maybe possibly one of the reasons why we didn't win it. But, you know, a very, very skillful, before his time, kind of ball-playing defender who could play the ball out of defence and kind of did a kind of step over, which was very unusual for English defenders in the early 80s. We called it the Roeder Shuffle. But it was a little sort of step over, shimmy to the side kind of thing. Yeah, classy player. And judging by all the tributes that people have been paying to him online these last few weeks, a very, very nice down-to-earth fella as well.
Okay, here we go. Nice. Mm. Nice choice. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 songs on the album.
Okay. Let's go for, again, I'll choose number 6 again for Glenn Roeder's shirt number in that cup final.
OK, so you've chosen the album Power Plant by Girl Pool.
All right.
So I'm assuming this is going to be fairly acoustic-y.
Yeah.
And it's song number 6, you said, which is Fast Dust.
Make up sense.
was Fast Dust from Girlpool, from their 2017 album Power Plant.
That was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. I've not heard that. It's good to be reminded of Girlpool because I really liked their album, the Before the World Was Big, that came out. I think that was the first one. But I haven't really kept in touch with other stuff that they've done since then, so I should go and check it out.
Well, I haven't listened to that album for a while, I have to say, and I shall do so now. I think now it's off the shelf, I shall get it, put it on the turntable later today. I saw them with a friend of the pod, Texas Paul. I think they played, I'm going to say the Deaf Institute. I'm pretty sure it was the Deaf Institute. It was definitely a Manchester venue. And I just remember them being absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Really not imposing in terms of volume or anything like that, but just totally captivating. And good band to rediscover, I think.
Yeah, they do a lot with just two, don't they?
Absolutely.
I think they have a band on some of those later records. I think they have other band members, but on that first EP, it's really just the two of them. Okay, we'll say goodbye for now. We're at the end of side A.
Oh, are we? We're going to turn over.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you on the other side.
Bye.